Thank you.
Hello, is this Family First?
Yes, so much bigger.
Yes. My aide keeps leaving me. She left me yesterday and she left me today. I need somebody, please. I need to take a shower. I keep falling down. I did everything myself to make it easier for her.
Who am I speaking with?
I made the potatoes, I made spinach, I made Brussels sprouts, I made everything. I was asking for her. I can't, she's supposed to do these things. I had to do everything. And then
okay.
She left me because I can't help you clean the vacuum cleaner. She left me for no reason. I'm by myself now. Please, I need somebody.
Okay. What's
she
your name?
She left me yesterday, too. She keeps leaving me.
Who am I speaking with?
I don't like her, but I don't like what she's doing. She's making me do all the work. I can't. She's not making me, but I said I'm going to. I do all the work to make it. I said she should sleep on the couch.
Okay, listen.
She can take it
I definitely understand that this can be frustrating. I want to try to help you get an aid. In order for me to try,
I
know what your name is.
I beg your pardon?
In order for me to help you, which we would love to do, I do need to know what your name is.
My name is Michelle Angelista.
And do you know who your coordinator is?
I beg your pardon?
Do you know who your coordinator is?
I can't pronounce her name. Valerie or something?
Valerie?
Let me hold on. My coordinator? I'm looking. Valerie is.
Valerie? Okay, let me see let me see if she's
available. I can't get a hold of her. I need somebody now, please.
It's hard to hear you, but give me one moment.
I need somebody now, please. I'm scared. I don't want to get a
don't
worry.
I love good. We're going to work on this. Give me one moment.
But I don't want to get her in trouble because I do love her. I don't know if she's coming back tomorrow, but she keeps leaving me. She left me yesterday. She left me again today.
Give me one moment.
I begged her not to leave. I got down my hands and knees to kiss the seat. Said, please don't leave me. Please don't leave me. I can't do it. I made everything. I did everything. So all she did was sit on the couch. I don't want to get her in trouble, but that's what she does. I don't like them to do that.
Okay, give me one moment.
You think she's going to come back?
Okay, what's your phone number? I'm going to have her give you a call back.
267-463-8165. I cannot be by myself like this.
Give me one moment. And your name?
I think she's quitting on me. I really do.
What's
my name is Michelle Angelista.
Michelle Angelista?
Yeah, I don't want to lose her. I do love her. I just don't like what she's doing. I don't like the fact that I ask her if she can do the dishes, and she sits around the chair and won't get up. I got to do everything. I said, I don't mind, because I'm crippled. I'm supposed to do everything. I don't mind. I want her to relax. Could you call her and tell her to come back, please?
Okay, listen, I'm not your coordinator. I don't know any of her information or as well any of really your information. I'm speaking to Valerie, and I'm asking her to give you a call back as soon as possible.
I need to tell her right away. So she needs to call my aide, tell her to come back.
Okay.
I can't call her. She has her phone on silent.
Okay, Valerie's going to give you a call, okay?
Is she going to call before 5 o'clock, maybe in 10 minutes? I need her to call me right away, please.
Okay, I just asked her to, okay?
Is she going to call me right away, please?
I hope so, okay?
She's not calling me at 5 o'clock. You see, I can't. I have to take a shower. I have to take a shower the whole week.
Okay. There's really right now we have to wait for Valerie to call you back. She's going to give you a call back. We will find you a new caregiver if that's the case. You just have to wait for her to give you a call, okay?